Norman. He had a small bouquet of flowers. Susie Q, how's by you? He handed her a blossom. She took it, sniffed it, and stuck it in her scraggly hair. The usual, except for the aliens. You know anything about the aliens? Nope, just that they're coming. Everybody wants to come to Florida. She waggled a hand at him. You're in the way of my tomatoes. Sorry. He stepped aside, and she pushed her grocery cart past him. It held about a dollar's worth of bottles and cans, and some random newspaper sections, neatly folded. The old lady was really only 1 year older than Norman. In high school, she had been the quintessential cheerleader, always there if you had a football or basketball letter. Norman was band and orchestra. No letters. Alien Boston accent. They used to call her Snowflake. It had snowed in Gainesville the day she was born. She started to go crazy with her first husband, didn't do too well with the second, and when the third ran away, she just popped. Had she ever gone to a shrink? Norman didn't know. He'd stopped going to reunions and didn't have any other source of gossip about his generation. He looked up at Hermanos and considered going in to have a cup with Sarah. No, better to get on home and record the theme that was building in his head. He unlocked the bike and loaded the groceries and pedaled slowly back across campus, humming the new melody as he went. It was between classes, a lot of attractive undergraduate bodies hurrying. But he wasn't distracted. This might turn out to be something interesting. He left the bicycle in the atrium and set the produce bag next to the refrigerator, sorted out later. He hurried into the music room and snapped on the antique Roland and slipped a blank crystal in the recorder, labeling it Alien Concerto / First Pass. He corded out the 12-bar opening with the screen off and then turned it on to review what he had done. He played a second version, looking at the screen, simplifying here, elaborating there. But he wasn't happy with his changes. They were moving like the piece toward a conventional kind of drama, almost like a march. Should not have had that ouzo. Booze in the morning wasn't conducive to work. He left the keyboard on, but stretched out on the couch, asking the room for Hermansina's rendition of the second movement of Beethoven's Pathetique. He closed his eyes and let the slow, stately passage fill him. The phone chimed, of course. He asked the music to hold and picked up the wand. Buenos. The voice on the other end identified itself as People Magazoid and asked whether Professor Bell was in. Norma didn't bother to point out that he was Professor Bell, too. She's at work. She doesn't want to be disturbed. They asked for her number at work. It's unlisted, he said, and hung up. Of course, it wasn't unlisted, but a reporter ought to be able to figure that out. He pushed a button on the wand. Rory's office, he said.